September 8, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Day. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihi al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Those who won't follow revelation and they follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit and it goes off and they are at a standstill. The same God that gave you the intuitive power also gives you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time, he will give you revelation. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. As-salamu alaykum to you again, and Ramadan Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the revelation to Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to all mankind, especially the believers of the following of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, in Quranic Arabic, kana as-susu ala ma'i. Kana as-susu ala ma'i. Translated, the throne was established before on the water. So with that revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad and their intentions become bad, intentions instead of good, the bad people get into the picture and get into control, it does not always mean because it is condemned and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation, that the natural situation is bad. It's only there to let us know that a terrible thing has happened, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time. But because of design by the Satan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another. He replaced it with another in accordance with his plan or accordance with the development of human life as it progresses. As human progresses and the development progresses, then what was used in the past is not best for the new situation where people's lives have been advanced from needing that kind of help or support it was getting before, had advanced where it mandated or required a more advanced or a more progressed situation. Church life is troubled in Americans. Some people, because of habit and because of sometimes corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something that they know cheats human life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, wants for it. And they just continue out of habit, sometimes continue out of greed, and sometimes just ignorance. They continue to exploit human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people, and I hate to put down the church, but on the whole, church life is bad for African Americans. I do not like to say it, but I am forced to say it. It just keeps them in the water. I'll make you fishermen of men. And God said that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it, and he says in Quranic Arabic, Wasiya kasharus samiwati wa addi. Wasiya husumahus. Wasamiwati wa addi. Translated, his throne extends over the heavens and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for the administration, for the rule of humanity, a human society on this planet Earth. It is progressing in time when it depends on fishing in the water of human sensitivity. In the Bible, God shows Jesus Christ beginning his mission, and he went out and called fishermen to come in and support his mission. They were fishing from boats in the water. And he told them to follow me, and I will teach you how to become fishermen of men. Fishing in human emotions means the intelligence is limited to reflect. Again, here we see Muhammad, President, peace be upon him, life and mission, and Jesus and Christ, Jesus' life and mission parallel here. They are very similar. They are running together in that they have the same purpose and the same plan, so to speak. Jesus and I will make you fishermen of men. He was taking them to the land. And what he was saying in that one little statement is that people who depend on the working or on the human feelings and sensitivity, the people that they convert to their leadership or to their way are not men. They are like fish. Fish's characteristics or has life is used as a symbol or as a parable, so to speak. Its characteristics of the quick response, what you call reflex activity. So when we are describing people as fish, that is what we are saying. They are on that level where their minds and their intelligence is reflex. Me, I'll say, who is that? What is going on? That is reflex. Fish, when you notice them in a bowl or you have seen them swim in a pond or something, they are under reflex. They go in one direction until something gets their attention. Then they quickly respond to it. They either go to it or they go away from it. Fish are known for reflex activity, reflex responses. Work only in thunder and lightning. So people who are given a religion or a religious message or preaching that wants to arouse their feelings and emotion over a period of generations, the people themselves will become fish reflex. And if you speak to them, the brain muscles for rational insight are not there. When you speak to them and they are non-responsive, when you speak to them or give their mind something that requires them to use reason, that kind of state in the human intelligence is described as thunder and lightning. So the light of intelligence is on for a short while. Like when the lightning flashes, it is not on for too long. But sometimes the flash is so bright at night, you can see what is happening around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it flashes and it goes away. And they are in the dark again. They have to stop. They cannot proceed. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 223. Women is man's tiller. The Quran Surah 57, Ayah 21, guarding the width of the sky and the earth. So whatever man creates in the creation of God also, that is what it is. Lastly, value comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So the great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand and as a human community on the other hand presents man's interaction, showing the two concerns working together as mate to address relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created for man's mate of the same nature in one reference, that is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that man's female counterpart is man's tillah. A tillah is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, says, the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size or expanse of the sky and the earth, the universe, everything relevancy. Many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and Quran, they say that the thing that people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them, through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. Relevancy means important meaning. The relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded history and explains as a result of resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts and human mind, brains. So this is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. The Quran Surah 24, the Quran Surah 2, Ayat 24, 666, fire through fuel is men and stone. Man shouldn't put so much importance on his rational ability to point that he forgets something stronger. Fire burns up his rational ability. Greeks and Romans were destroyed by the fire of their emotions. The cultural environment became so filled with emotion that they become romantic. The process goes from romanticism, rationalism, to romanticism. So this is a trend in man's intellectual experience. He comes into a period of rational life. They set up so rigid like a stone, no sensitivity. When man comes up out of the crude nature, when nature evolves a man, his first contact with logic is not a stony one, not arrogant. He is humble. But in time, he becomes arrogant and says, I am God evolved out of the matter. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, we see it grows on the earth, patterns of its development is what a seed and certain kinds of plants reveal its very seed. People begin to identify their academic rational growth with the life of the land and identify their emotional makeup with the life of the sea, fish. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear, fire, fuel, men, and stone. And he also says, was stuck near وإستقنير, and also fear and have this consciousness for hellfire, elmira, hellfire. So you know we have to become conscious of God. The highest idea for us to conceive and the greatest good for us to conceive, but also fire. And I used to wonder why God says have this taqwa for fire. The hellfire is good fire if it is not designed for sinners or not used for sinners. Then the same fire that we use to cook the food with, it also will cook a sinner. It will cook the sin out of a sinner. So it is not the fire itself that's bad. It's the purpose for which it has been kindled. If it's been kindled to cook sinners, then that's a bad fire. Hell and Satan have an ending. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fire, fuel, men, and stone. Revelation 20, 13, hell delivered the dead. So fire burns man, stone, and Satan. So this is the Satan he deserved to be killed. And he's dying. He's struggling to stay here, but he is going to go. If there is going to come an end to hell, then there must going to come an end to Satan, and the Bible and the Quran tells you there is going to be a time when hell is going to be done away with, when hell gives up the dead. It has no more job. So the Bible says hell is going to give up the dead, and Satan is going to be done away with too. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Satan? There's coming a fire that you are not in control of, and the fire that is coming, it burns up men and stone. Hard stone, the Jemarat, the stone of Satan. So before God's truth, what is Satan? A stone. You stone him, don't you? On hard. It means he is a stone. He has no life to respond to. He does not respond at all. He is just like a stone that can't respond at all. He becomes dead like a stone, coarse, rough, immovable. You can't move feeling. A stone is just solid. It defies. It will break before it responds to touch or something that is the Satan. So this is why the Quran says, or I should say hence, God revealed that the Satan will be burned up in the fire. He is a stone. So the fire is not only just for men. It is for men and stones, the hellfire. What else is it saying to Satan? Believe me, Satan hears. It is saying, you built a world that can burn up the soul of the people, or burn the soul of the people, burn their life out of them. Burn the life up. But God has a power to create a fire much bigger than much and much stronger than yours. And it also will burn you up. Satan is not going to create a fire that will burn him up. So he's like a stone. He walks through the fire. And he comes out. He might be smoking a little bit, but that is all. His form is not burnt up. He can walk and live in the fire and survive the fire that he makes for others because he has become stone. God tells him to thank you. You say, think that you are safe from the fire, from your fire, yes. But God is going to bring about a fire that is going to burn up not only man, but also stone. So for the devil and all of his followers, the devil is used in the singular and plural in both the Bible and Quran. The 18 is the plural word for the Satan. Taqwa, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24. Fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. Taqwa is sacred respect for Allah. family. For Allah, family, what is taqwa? According to the language of Quran, when we see its meaning in English, it is sacred respect, translated regard, reverence, sacred respect for God. First, Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for closely family ties. Secondly, God says in his holy book, revealed as the last book to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, family has first priority in the book of God. How do we understand that when I said God was the first priority? That is because God obligates you to have the family as number one priority in your life. God ordered that. Where did that command come from? It came from God. So if you obey, and if you are also obeying the first priority, you are respecting the first priority, and that is to have God as your first priority. Since God is the Muslim's priority, and God says in his book, family has first rights. That is the exact meaning of translation. So this is talking about community life, isn't it? It is not talking about heaven or at God's throne, no. It is talking about in man's community, in man's life, as a community or on this, with people living and having to work with people. In that community situation, family has first rights. And isn't that how man's world started? Man went out and became a producer, productive, and working to take care of his family, so that the way the history of man as a worker, as an industrial person, God is talking, is telling us just that. To understand your life, you should know how you got started on this earth. Family has first rights. Taqwa, behavior, is a sacred priority. So following the most important priority in daily life of Muslim as a member of priorities, and we mentioned taqwa. We have to have taqwa for God. We have to have taqwa for the close family ties. And we have to have taqwa for our behavior. But understand, we are not immediately made to see behavior as this second priority. So we are not immediately made to see that. The expression in the Quran is given in these Arabic words, At-taqa-nira, in English, it is respect hellfire. If we take it to mean fire literally, every living thing by nature respects fire. Fire has such an important part in progressing family life, tribal life, and community life that some men made the mistake to think that the sun or fire as God. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 25, we had this before. The Quran Surah 7, Ayah 25, earth created you from it, and you will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it he brought you, to it he returned you, and he promised that he will raise you up again from it. So it is in the Quran, but it is also in other scriptures. So the Quran, in this line of communication or revelation, God says, there in the earth you will find fulfillment of all your aspirations. There you will find the answers to the fulfillment of all your aspirations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us to aspire for something outside of the reality of this creation that he made. If you want to become alienated from his creation, from his plan, and his reality that he made for our reality, this flesh body, you are losing yourself and you will never find your own self. You will be lost from even your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for the fulfillment of your life inside of this realm or inside of this context we call the objective world, earth, etc., you are on the right track, and you will grow and grow in more achievement and in more happiness. So we had this before is the original picture. So we had this before, hence Muhammad, present, and peace be upon him, said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it. So when they are brought to consciousness in the world, promised to them, the world after they will say, this resembles what we had before. And that is your nature. That is the original picture. My picture doesn't want something different from my wife I have now. And if I'm going to have a wife, give me her. That is my choice now. Do you think if I die now, I'm going to change my choice dead? You don't make choices dead. So if I'm going to have one in the heaven paradise, I got my choice already. And if God fulfills my dreams or my hopes, I expect to see her something looking just like her in the paradise. And that goes for all of my other aspirations. I desire to be free from this perishable body. I desire to be free to praise God forever, free to serve him forever. I never want to stop serving him. So death is a sad note for my life. I don't want to stop. I want to serve humanity. Pardon me. I want to serve him internally. That is in my fitra. No one has to dream up an idea, plan for my life, or an ideal world for me to live in. My nature speaks it to me. My own nature, as God created it, speaks to me of the world that I want hereafter. Charity has a limit quota by government to control nations. The Quran, Surah 77, Ayah 25, we made the earth as a drawing place. God says, have not we made the world sufficient to serve your needs in this life? The world serves our material needs, and there is enough. If you look at all that the earth farmers can produce and do produce, and how much is denied the trip to the market, by law, they can't take it to the market. How much is plowed under? How much is burnt up? How much is given in charity? And there is a limit on how much they can give in charity for starving nations. Why? Because this is also an instrument that is in the hands of government to bring these nations more in line. More in line with what they want them to have as a nation. Saying, no, you can't give too much. You can only get as much as we are allocated for you to get. So there are quotas, right? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 26, Allah guides the straight. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 28, died so you may live. So bones, if a man comes up believing his own structure, holds up his world, he has to die to himself. Man is a form patterning on universal principles. Not that the external material reality should conform to his reality. Study the outer world and apply knowledge found in the outer world to man's situation. Baby birth is innocent, though the parent may be criminal. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 28. He gives you life again after death. Bukhari, page 2, 440. Every child born Muslim. So this is the beauty of life, giving life from the dead. And God says he is the one who made you, bring you out of the dead and give you life, then return you again and give you another resurrection, another birth, another growth. So the baby that's born today, this minute, this second from its mother, nothing gives it that life but the Creator, God that designed life to be that way. And that baby has been given a good life, not a bad life. The baby is not born a criminal. The father could have been criminal. The father and the mother both could have been criminal. That doesn't mean that the baby is going to be born a criminal. The baby is not going to be born bad because the parents were bad. The baby comes here good, always a fresh page for life, ready to have its own record from a clear slate. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful God? And if you care for that baby with our humanity concern, human concern, for it, mother or whoever the parent may be, that taking care of that baby is going to have a beautiful growth, beautiful life, most likely unless something gets from the bad influences of the world. So this baby will have a beautiful life. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a khalifa in earth. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayat 62, he makes you inheritors. Genesis 1:26, man have dominion. So man make a man with rules over air, land, water, everything, sea, and the world that is before man is to be conquered, given this to challenge man's intellectual and morality. God would see if the moral strength of man could survive the test of conquering the land, power, and wealth. As a human, you have greater freedom of movement than any other creature. You can master your flesh, which responds to you and follows. God is going to put a khalifa in the earth. So the earth had plants, animals, people, but God decides to put a ruler, opening, the mind of the man. But man on his own intuitive is able to increase his knowledge. God gives him so much. But God also gives him a mental makeup that can increase his knowledge if he applies it. So this application of knowledge is what brings about the problem. He fails to see that although he is free to increase his knowledge, he increases is still the reward to him of a creator. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I will place a khalifa on earth. So the role of khalifa is not what the man confused is with this man who wrote this book, Understand Al-Islam. So the role of khalifa is not the role. The role of khalifa is a human role. Don't confuse our religion with other religions. The khalifa in Al-Islam, he is not Peter, he is not Christ Jesus, he is not God manifest. The khalifa in Al-Islam is human being manifest. It is not to or the revealing of the manifestation of a deity. It is a manifestation of the hidden potential of the human being, that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness, flowers into full bloom and full potential. And it is the khalifa. So So the one that God said should be his custodian, his trustee on earth. He is not a spook. He is not spirit. He is not God. He is a human being. Haven't you been told that a very precious idea in the USA is the sacredness of the individual person, their authority, their autonomy? It means khalifa. A person should be accountable to himself for his own behavior. He should be able to take into his hands the forces of his own circumstances and with faith in God chart his own course, future pleasing to God. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, Khalifa, Bukhari, page 4, 429, page 5, 277, Seven Heaven Prophets, 1 Corinthians 15, 45, Adam, first man, living soul, last quickening spirit. In Jesus, who is called in the scripture the second Adam, in the hadith of the ascension of the prophet by night, the vast of the prophet Muhammad by night, he found that Adam is on the first level. Jesus Christ is on the second level. Wouldn't that be consistent with what the Christians say? Then the first Adam and second Adam represents a rational being. He wasn't a baby, he was a man. The book doesn't say that God created Adam a baby and he grew up to be a man. God created Adam a man. So Adam doesn't represent a fig. Adam represents a man, rational mind, but with a social responsibility, social responsibility. So Jesus, he was sent to quicken the mind, to shock the mind, to start thinking in that direction. It says that the first Adam was a living soul. The second Adam, a quickening spirit. Jesus, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is the Christian language or terminology. The first Adam, certainly he did, but that was not his role. His role was to quicken rational thought. Rational thought was natural in Adam's time. He didn't have to quicken it. It was then living. All he had to do was to be an influence on the people to take charge of their environment and build a world livable for human beings. That was the challenge before Adam. Second Adam, the second Adam, and his mission is to quicken the rational life. The first man, Adam, represents a life, rational mind. The second Adam that Jesus typified represents a rational mind that has the ability to quicken the rational progress or rational ability in the other lives, other lives' mind. Oh, you mean to tell me that Adam didn't have the ability to quicken the ability in the mind of other people? Second Adam. But the challenge for the second Adam is a world that had been deceived, a world that has been made supernatural or superstitious, naturalistic, irrational. And he had to quicken it again. Quicken it means to awaken, to start. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, Khalifa, is the manifestation of a hidden potential of the human being, that God brings that potential out until it reaches its fullness and flowers and fall in full bloom and in full potential, and it is the Khalifa, the one that God says should be his custodian. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Allah says in this Quran that he made Adam a Khalifa. What is the Khalifa? Ruler in the earth. Custodian for God in the creation. One with the potential to look out after the welfare of not only himself, but the creation thing, the created things that God has made. One who is capable and who has the potential to be believer or keeper, pardon me, the watchman, the safekeeper, the superintendent or the supervisor in the creation, one with the potential to go and explore the mysteries of his environment and bring out the hidden things and be an instrument for improving upon that, that Allah made not as an independent but as a servant of his God. As a khalifa, do you know what khalifa means? Evolution. It comes from a word that means behind, not in front. Behind, so God made the world and rested the world. He rested the world in what sense? He rested it in the evolution, the process of evolution. He evolved the world and rested it. Evolution and rested its growth. So you who are not acquainted with this kind of language, you will understand even everything grows to its fullness and then rests. We find that some things grow to their fullness and they get a new life and a new challenge to their survival, brings out power for adaptation, and they begin to come into a new life to suit the new challenge. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, where you put someone to shed blood. Blood letting out of this sacred knowledge that keeps the life of the body of the people, like blood keeps the life of the human body. What are you going to create? A charitable nut to spill the blood for life of the world? The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place the Khalifa in the earth, was made to be custodian, caretaker, ruler, acting as an attendant, attending the matters as God has ordered, made earth a resting place for us, for our grouping together and our sojourn. Here in the earth is where we pursue our goals. Adam wasn't rejected. Iblis was rejected. True leader, the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a khalifa in the earth. So the purpose of your khutbah should be to bring important matters to the conscience of the congregation, to alert the congregation, pardon me, to alert the consciousness. That is what keeps civilized human society alive, alerting the consciousness. Many leaders are afraid to alert the consciousness of a people because they have become demagogues. They have become tyrants. They have become people like that. And they have no courage to lead people. They only have courage, I would say, and a desire to lead, to have people with them. Anytime we feel that we have to have people with us, we should step out of leadership. We are not fit for leadership. You don't have to have people with you. The demand is to have people with conscience, with the conscience, to behave as befitting the human excellence. To not to discredit themselves, to not to debase themselves, to not shame the dignity of their personal wealth, to live up to the measures of man that God created, to keep them with a conscience. That is the thing that is important. The true leader in Al-Islam is not just one who goes out in front, but he also is one who stands behind. So when I lead my prayer as an imam, I stand before them. I lead it. But when I finish the prayer of the congregation and go to do my personal prayer, I go behind. I shouldn't even try to stand on the front line. I should go into the congregation, put myself into the congregation to let them know that though I perform in that office, I am one of you. So he comes away from his leadership post and joined the body, the congregation. There he performed his private prayers. In his private life, he is no more than one of them. But to perform a duty out of obligation, out of a sense of obligation, he performs a duty. And the moment he allows that office to infiltrate his soul and become a passionate of his heart, he is finished as a leader. Hadith for many, the Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 62. God made you mankind inheritors, Khalifa. So there are many people who don't know that the real leader is the Khalifa. I love to be called Khalifa. All of us are Khalifas. God says, I made you Khalifa in the earth. All of us are Khalifas. So some are bigger than others, but all of us are Khalifas. So when we agree in God's purpose, We as a collective group represent the Khalifa. Praise be to Allah. So Khalifa means one who comes behind. He comes behind to alert the people, to tell the people what they miss. Some men are leaders. They just want to lead you into your wants. They want to help you get the things you want. They forget that you also need to catch up with the things that you miss. And we missed a lot in the last 10 years. We need to go back and check up with those things that we missed. Isn't it great that the true leader must have foresight and hindsight? The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in earth. Genesis 1, 26, and 27, let us make man. God says, I'm going to place in the earth a Khalifa, ruler, custodian, caretaker. And Jesus said, I am the caretaker, but I'm not the owner. The owner is my Father. He ruled by grace, because God is always the ruler, the one who inherits rule, because of what God has established in his nature. In his original creation, the rule gives as a trust for the original man, for the one who has that predisposition, character, spirit, that orientation in his soul that God created him with and created him for. Look how God speaks to the angels by saying, I'm going to create, make. Make me start something towards its completion, this disdained, intended, or form. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. So the first man, Adam, God told the angels that they became disturbed because the creatures was going to exercise free will. Whereas the angels don't exercise free will. They ask about frightened possibility. They are going to be killing and bloodletting, etc., bloodshed, etc. God told them he was a Noah and not them. And the angels submitted. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. 40 Hadith, page 64. 17, excellent in everything. So we are to understand as Muslims that he is saying he is going to create an intellect, an intelligent, responsible human person with attention first on the intellect. So the wound of the birth for the human creation is the motivation to excellence in our nature that we are born with. We are born with a motivation to excellence. So this motivation to excellence is in everything, not just us. But every life has that motivation to excellence. Every life begins from simple form to less simple form, from more dependent form to less dependent form, from less attractive form to a more attractive form. So we find that all life, not just our life, all life is born to grow and progress from lesser to greater, from inferior to better, from dependency to less dependency, from poor performance to better performance. So this is the trend. This is set in all life. So the human being, because of our freedom to choose, our special intellect that we have, special mind that we have, we benefit the most. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are also subject to suffer the most or to be degraded the most because of this same freedom, this same independence that we have, the limited freedom of choice. Because if we are taken from this direction in our life, we can become regressive, and we can use our brain, the same intelligence, the same freedom of thought and freedom of mind, freedom of spirit, and everything that we have that is intended to better us, to better our condition, to guide us, and to bring us into a better situation. We'll do the reverse if we break with that tendency or with that natural line for excellence in our nature. Aim for excellence, the principle for empowering the intellect. Dear people, believers, whether academic or streetwise, religious or secular, political or anti-government, flamboyant or modern, we all aim for recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we have certainly formed and created the human in the best of mold. Now, you who work in some of these factories that I have, you know what the mold is. They make a mold, and the mold allows them to make many copies. One mold, many likenesses. So we were all told in the Quran that we were created from one human person, one nafs, one person, one soul, from that model, from that mold, many likenesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to me, approve of my self-worth. I have a need to have a comfortable self-worth, to feel good about myself as a creature of value, a creature of some worth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved of me, wanting that when he says to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to each and one of us, with the revelation that he created us in the best mold or image, created us in the best image, mold or image. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I will place a Khalifa in the earth. The Quran, Surah 27, Ayah 62, he makes you all Khalifas in the earth. So what is this Khalifa? Khalifa is a word that's feminine, grammatically speaking. It's not masculine, it's feminine. God says, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. So the meaning of Khalifa is a ruler, but what kind of ruler? The kind of ruler that God wants, a ruler that's fair and just, a ruler that allows every person in the room the freedom that God intended for them. I don't have time to go into it and explain it thoroughly. I'm just rushing that that's a Khalifa. But what does this word suggest? The word literally means something that has to do with behind us. It has to do with the rear. So this is when I turn around, that's behind in the rear. So this word has to do with the rear. Adam is a Khalifa. The Quran Surah 2, Ayat 124, pardon me, to 131. Abraham and Enoch. Now, you know, God is also making a Khalifa to be an Imam, isn't he? He's going to be a leader. So the prophet Abraham is not called a Khalifa. He is identified as an Imam for all people. God made him an Imam for all people, a leader for all people. But the way the language comes in the scripture, we understand that Adam is identified as Khalifa, not an Imam. Now, Adam has a proper name, doesn't he? God said, and I am making in the earth a Khalifa. And we understand that to mean Adam, because Adam was what we made. But he did not name this creation Khalifa. He named this creation Adam. So Adam then is the man he made. But the real significance of Adam's creation is the Khalifa he made. Are you following me? The real significance and the real importance of this Adam he made is the Khalifa he made. So Khalifa properties of matter. So he created a person, a human person, a man, with a property of Khalifa. I'm talking here in the term of psychic, the property of matter. That's a property there. A property of his creation, the natural property, the naturally belongs to the creation that came with him. He was created Khalifa. Adam created with Khalifa properties. Then he created Adam with his Khalifa properties, and that was the most important thing when he created Adam. Then he made all of the children of Adam from one pattern. Now, where are the children of Adam made? From the Adam pattern or from the Khalifa pattern. So since the Khalifa of Adam was the real reason for Adam's creation, then he made all of the children from that Khalifa pattern, from the Khalifa entity, the Khalifa property in Adam. Well, aren't we the children of Adam? Yes. Adam is our father. He had the property, just like our fathers today. They're human, being just like us, or just like we are. But we don't just want to inherit the human identity. We want to inherit the special qualities, the special properties, the special pattern that our fathers had. We want to inherit the excellence of our fathers, the inherent excellence of our fathers. We want to inherit that, not just to be human. We want to inherit the best utility that was in our fathers. Is that not correct? So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 144. Wherever you are, turn direction of Kaaba, or a direction for pilgrimage. But it is also a central focus for preserving our unity, for keeping us all together. Why? Because when we are looking there, we are looking at a symbol of the inherent excellence God created in all of us. All of us have that common excellence. It is a symbol of common excellence, even the common excellence of the sisters. Mecca sisters can pray anywhere. How do I know that? When we go to make pilgrimage, the sister does not wait for the brother to lead her in prayer, and she does not look to see if she's behind a brother when she prays. She doesn't have to stand behind the brother. The sister can stand where she wants, whatever space she finds, just like us. The sister is equal with us. Doing a hard ritual, she's equal to us, especially at the Kaaba site. So I am saying this to, again, get support for my position that the Khalifa property is female and male, and our common excellence So we are orientated towards it. And God says, if we will all be orientated toward that, wherever we are scattered, God means just physically scattered. He means that if other interest takes us away from our unity, the interest that can bring us back to the unity he wants is that inherent, the inherent in the common excellence of all people. Barakallahu Zadim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Zay. We will continue this tomorrow, We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m., inshallah. It only means if it please God. We thank New Africa Excellent Marat Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening.